semester. He didn't look at the end.
What was the diagnosis?
Depression.
The clinical diagnosis was depression.
That was my understanding, yes. His grandfather had depression.
His grandfather had depression.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
This is kind of unusual, but anyway.
Not terrible.
So who did you hear this from?
Jane.
Jane?
Yeah, yeah.
So Jane is here?
Yeah, yeah. I had lunch with Aline at school and she said that. It's good news. Yeah, so they were very happy. Yeah, he didn't have energy to do anything when he was here. He was home, I think. I don't know how long.
That's just a few months.
Yeah, so anyhow, that was good news. So he's back to his normal self.
Okay, do you have Jane's email address?
I think it's janer@tedais.org, same as before. Janer. Yeah, but anyhow, that was good news, because he hasn't been himself for a long time. But I made him laugh once at the joke. I said I made him laugh once at the joke.
Hereditary?
I guess so.
How odd. I don't know.
But I found a book about depression on the internet. I wanted to email them. You can download it. It basically talks about people's metabolism at different speeds.
And what?
At different speeds. So some
different?
Different speeds. So some people, for example, everybody needs some C vitamins. Some people might need 5 milligrams, but this another person might need 500 milligrams to get the same effect in their body.
Is it lacking?
They cure depression and other things with vitamins and supplements, and they call it also, if your body has too much of something or too little, they call it orthomolecular treatment. Yeah,
I'm going to keep my mouth shut for the moment about electric therapy and depression, but because this is news. But
I've heard it's not the cuckoo nest, the one flew over the cuckoo nest kind of. I mean, they.
No, he was a special one.
When did he start being sick?
I don't know, a year at least.
The cuckoo's nest.
I don't know how long. I just because he wasn't his usual self last year in the summer.
Apparently electricity in the head.
They put electrodes in your head that you don't feel anything. But then they do shoot, and then 10 minutes later you walk out. That's it.
Isn't that one?
And they use it for lots of things. They use it for schizophrenic people and other people.
What?
They use it for different things. I mean, it's a way to shock the brain back into working normally.
Anyway, they got him out of the country.
Yeah.
He got him to Canada.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah.
This is what's a prerequisite for this. So that was kind of interesting. So they do it for schizophrenia too.
I don't know. I was reading long time ago something on the internet about they use it for when you have an imbalance of something. Bipolar people.
Bipolar people also get electricity in the head.
They can.
Okay. Then it's anyway. Okay.
You don't have to record that.
But it's important.
Well, that's extremely important.
No, but it's a sanity check. Do you have any, what date do you think it is?
I don't care.
Yeah, because I don't want the electricity in the head. I don't want the electricity in the head. So
nobody's putting electricity in your head.
No, but it's good to know what day it is, so Mama take heed.